All right, so we're here with a couple of Tulsa playwrights who are putting together a double feature. It's this production of Heller Theater, local theater company here, who really concentrates on local works, which is something that not a lot of theater companies do. We've got Shadia Dalal and David Blakely. Thank you for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, so we've got a double feature. That means two plays. And this is not a drive-in type double feature. This is a theater double feature. But tell us a little bit about why we're doing two plays on one night. And I'm going to start with you, David. You are the playwright in residence for
Heller. I am. Last year, Heller Theater sort of concentrated completely on brand new work. And the work that we did last year involved an evening of three different one acts. And it was very successful. It was also just hard to finagle three plays.
Right. I mean, triple feature. Good
grief. Yes. So we narrowed it down to two and always had Shadia's as a play that we wanted to do because it's really quite wonderful.
All right. So your play is called
Niñas de la Tierra.
Niñas de la Tierra. Okay, I'm going to have you translate that for me. What's that mean?
Children of the Earth.
Children of the Earth. Can you tell us a little bit about what the play is about?
Well, it deals with a woman and her child crossing the southern border, and it is mainly in the style of magical realism. And as somebody described it, it is a cuento, which is a Mexican folktale. And I started writing this about almost 3 years ago in David's workshop, playwriting workshop. And so they kept telling me to expand it. So it came from just a very short reading into a full-length one act.
All right. And you've got some background in theater. You have a master's degree.
I've got a master's from OSU. My bachelor's is from Cal State Fullerton and in theater.
And what was the impetus for writing this play? What gave you the idea? What was the germ that made you go, this is something I want to say on stage?
Well, I always wanted to write. And when I first came to David with these ideas, these weird characters, and I asked him, can all that stuff go on stage? He said, yes, just do it. Just write it. And so I feel like David is my mentor. He really helped me a lot with this because I thought a lot of the stuff that I came up with was kind of bizarre and crazy, but it all works.
All right. So, David, how active of a role did you take in writing her play? I mean, I know that you wrote the other one. We'll get to that in a second. But do you look over her stuff and go, this works, this doesn't? Or
I have looked over it a couple of times. I think that Shadi is a very strong writer, first and foremost. When she took that writing class oh so long ago, she had some ideas, can I put these on stage? And I said, let's not worry about whether we could put them on stage until you get them down, and then we'll see. And she has done a marvelous job of sort of creating a landscape for her play that is very, very real. The desert, the flora and fauna of the desert sort of being part of what it is to be in that play. They're alive and talking to us, and it's breathtaking.
There's the magical realism part of it. Mm-hmm. All right, and David, your play is called
Trading Privileges.
Yes. All right, so what's that one about?
It is about a trading post in Indian Territory in 1859. It has five characters in it, all of which want something. There is the trader, his wife. There's a couple of Seminole Indians. There is a freeman, a freed slave, who is trying to create a town of freedmen and getting supplies for that.
All right, so this is by Indian Territory. That's pre-state Oklahoma.
Yes, it is.
This is pre-Civil War. Wow, was there a lot of, you know, people, freed slaves and white people even in Oklahoma at that time?
There were tons of white people here. Perhaps not legally, but some of them were, and the tradespeople were here legally. The freed slave that is in the play is actually a freed Seminole slave, and part of his negotiation of freedom came from negotiations with the federal government, the U.S. federal government with Seminoles. He was one of the negotiators.
So was this based on historical characters?
The main character is the two main characters, Christian Wells, the trader, founded the town Wellston, Oklahoma, and John Cohia, or Gopher John, or Horse John. He went by several different names. Is an incredibly interesting hero, I would say, of this time.
So what was your inspiration or impetus to write this play?
I have been writing a lot about Oklahoma history recently, and this was an untold story that I thought ought to be told.
All right, so Shadia, in Niñas de la Tierra, clearly I don't speak Spanish, but in this play, what is the message you think comes through, or what message do you think are you trying to get across to people with this play?
I think especially in the current situation we have.
Talking politically along the border.
Along the border. I think when we have a certain person refer to Latinos, people coming from the southern border, as an invasion, I think we have to look back onto the Christ consciousness of what we really should be doing. And that is that we should be welcoming them, we should be helping them, and we should be creating some type of program that is going to satisfy everybody. But the main thing is, whenever I hear somebody say, oh, you know, we can't let those people in, I think, what would you do if it were your family? And so the message I'm trying to get across is that everybody wants to eat, everybody wants to live, everybody wants to be safe, and everybody wants to feel loved.
Interesting. All right. And David, what about your play? Is it just sort of interesting from a historical perspective, or is there a social message or a theme in there?
Well, there is. One of the things that Heller wanted to do was find a piece that would pair well with Shadia's piece. And this particular play that I have written is every single character in it can be considered by the other folks as the other. And whether that is, as Shadia suggested, an invader, a misplaced person, whatever you want to call that. And a lot of the presumptions of the other come from race. So we have Seminole, Indian, African-American, actually African, Seminole, and Spanish-American. And then we have Anglo-Saxons.
So sort of forcing these characters into a space and making them dialogue with each other and deal with each other as humans and not necessarily just others.
Right. Right. And the suspicion that comes with that, trying to overcome that or not be able to overcome that sense of other.
Interesting. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Nuts and Bolts. When is this play, when are they going to be staged? When can people go to see them? Where? How do they get tickets? All that. They look at each other going, you tell him. No, you tell him.
Exactly. That's right. They go up April 19th, 20th, 21st, and then the next weekend after that.
Which would be 26, 7, 8?
I think that's right.
I'm just doing math in
my
head.
It's the last two weekends of April.
There you go. Last two 19th, weekends
20th, 26th, and 27th.
Okay. So evening performances, matinees?
Yes. Evening. Uh-huh.
Evening performances. Mm-hmm. And where?
At Nightingale Theater.
Nightingale. Okay.
Yes.
I love that place. So kitschy. Mm-hmm. And how do people go about getting tickets?
You can get them online. You can go to hellertheatercompany.org.
The Heller Theater Company website?
Yes.
Okay. That's Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, theater with an R-E, T-H-E-A-T-R-E-C-O. So hellertheaterco.com. Read more information about the, is it .com or .org? I saw that look on your face, David.
I was going to say .org. Actually,
right, I'll be Googling that while I do. Do we know what ticket prices are yet? Or
I believe there's a discount if they get them early. I believe it's $17.
$17 if you get them before March 31st, and it's $20 for adults. Seniors and students will be $17 no matter what.
Outstanding. Okay, so
And I might add,
it's calm.
We're the talent. We don't know any of that.
Well, then who should I have brought in, David? I should have brought in the bookkeeper. They could have told me. Okay, I have, it is hellertheaterco.com. You can get more information on these shows. And by the way, interesting note, there will be an American Sign Language interpreter available for one of these shows, which is something unique. I don't know that I've ever seen that. Yeah, that will be for the April 20th performance, thanks to the Arts Alliance Tulsa's Heart Initiative. So the plays are Trade Privileges by David Blakely and Niñas de la Tierra, nailed it, by Shadia Dalal. It all starts on April 19th. And anything else that you guys want to add before we wrap up?
Well, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to do this. And we're really excited that we're trying to reach out to a wide range of folks to come to our, as audiences, to reach out.
Yes, thank you.
Short and sweet. All right. Thank you very much. Shadia Dalal and David Blakely.